This is RSBNB Update, Episode 84, German-Speaking Goblins. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update. I am here with...
Brad.
From?
England.
But you live in Germany. We've been through this before. And I am Shane, 1288.
From Edmonton.
Yes. It's actually nice this January. It's actually been pretty nice. We've only had one major snowstorm this January. And it's been above average, so that's good.
Is it still cold?
No, today it was like 4 degrees out. Yesterday it was like 5 or 6 or something.
It's been around that here then, so
Celsius.
It's been like 7, 8. Yes, Celsius, I know.
Yes, okay. Nope, you got your RuneScape members back.
Don't spread the knowledge of that fact.
I was lazy this week and I didn't go check out the dungeon, so apparently it's called Lair of Torn Razorlore. This is correct.
Yes, this is correct.
Okay.
As identified by the update name.
Right. Right. Granite helmet, that's all I heard. Right?
Yeah, sort of completes the granite set, doesn't it? You've got plate, legs,
helmet.
Granite shield. Yeah, and helmet. So you've sort of got like full granite.
Yeah.
There.
What's the level of the big guy you have to kill at the end? Oh, is that a terror dog that drops the granite helmets?
I don't know. I didn't get to the end guy.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, but I do know when you kill him, you get 5,000 Slayer XP.
Oh, yeah. When you defeat Torn, you receive 5,000 Slayer. Very occasionally, terror dogs drop the granite helmets.
Oh, and you can take the guy who you kill at the end, you can take his diary and use it to upgrade your salve amulet. So instead of just doing 15% extra damage against undead, it does 20%
Ooh,
extra damage.
That's good. That's good. I don't know, granite helmet kind of looks like a bowl on the top of your head, don't you think?
It looks like a gray hairpiece.
Okay. Stats on that are... negative 9 magic attack, negative 7 range attack, 31 stab, 33 slash, 29 crush, and negative 1 magic defense, and plus 39 range defense, as it is a melee type of weapon. Okay, so, I don't know, do you think this is necessary, good, or what? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's good they're getting more armor sets. Like, you know, they've got a full granite set now. They should probably try to put more 60-70, level 60, level 70 armor set requirements in there.
Yes.
That would be good.
We need higher level equipment.
Yeah, they should ideally have an armor set that requires, like, 90, 90, 90, or 99, 99, 99 to wear.
Yes, that's right. Okay, accompanied with this was the zombie graphical updates. You think they
and
look
skeletons.
Better? Yes.
Skeletons.
Do they look better?
No, skeletons look like cartoon skeletons. They don't even look scary anymore. I laugh at skeletons.
Is this what they look like in this picture on this guide they have here? Like on the picture in the knowledge base article? Is that what they look like?
No, I'll just find what I saw.
Okay. Is it the one in the knowledge base thing looks like it's like wearing like a top hat or something?
The ones I saw, they look fat.
Which kind of is doesn't make sense because it's just bones. The animated spade and the possessed pickaxe. Woo! I think this update should have been released at Halloween. What about you?
Yeah, it does seem like a bit of a Halloween update, doesn't it?
Yeah, spooky. When they first said Haunted Mine, first thing I thought of was... What I thought was the Haunted Mine was, you know that dungeon under Lumbridge. I thought that was the haunted mine until I looked at the map.
Oh no, I knew where it was. It's that place where you do that annoying ass quest that takes ages to do.
Speaking of that area, I'm going a bit off topic here, but you know that area, that river?
Oh yeah, River Lum, is it?
Yeah, but no.
Which river?
The river that's right next to it.
Oh yeah.
What's it called?
The river. It's called a river.
River Solve.
Oh, the River Solve, the Solve Amulet. Yes, of course.
There's this little fairy icon there on this little island there. I think when I get a new computer, I'm gonna go to that little place in High Elk. So if anybody knows the fairy code to this island, please let me know. Send me a PM or email.
He'll pay you with money.
No, not no. I'll give you some potions on RS. There we go.
I'll give you one potion on
RS. No. So overall,
okay, two.
Okay. No, maybe more, but okay. Thoughts on this haunted mine update thing?
Well, it was a pain in the ass to get to, as it normally is with the haunted mine.
But just a trip down Shortcut and then the Bodhi to Morden.
Yeah, well, I'm lazy and I like to sit in the bank doing nothing.
Okay, so out of 5.
I'll give it a 3. Okay. Wasn't good, wasn't bad.
Graphical update out of 5.
I'll give it a 2 because the skeletons look fat and hilarious.
Okay. A few other little things this week.
Hang on a minute. I haven't been a token. I haven't inserted any token racism in yet, you know? So maybe the skeletons were made to look fat because a lot of Americans play and Americans are used to seeing fat people. There we go. A little bit of racism for you.
Shh. Not all Americans are fat.
Hey, 66% are.
Oh, really?
I would say most American children are used to seeing fat people. Either their parents, fat people in the street, you know.
It is a problem everywhere.
Especially in America.
Let's try and keep this politically correct. Anyways.
That's no fun.
Yeah, I'm not fun today. That's what reading psychology does to you, you know?
Well, psychology makes you depressive.
Okay, now, here's a quick way to get to this haunted mine, since Brad is kind of lazy. First thing you do is you go behind the Caniffus pub and take the underground shortcut. And you come up, go over the log, and then take the swamp Bodhi from the hollows to Morden. Yes, it's called Bodhi. Did you know that?
Bodhi?
Yes, Bodhi.
Oh, Bodhi, yes. It's Bodhi.
And then once you're in Morden, you can just enter Berg de Rot, and then there's a shortcut icon there on the map, so. Which way'd you go?
Well, I normally go across from Caniffus and then go down
through the swamp.
I normally forget about the shortcut.
Yeah, well, okay. Ring of Stone adjustment. Now you have to unequip the ring and put it back on, or that's what you have to do. Unequip and then put it back on before you become a rock. It will now unequip itself automatically. What does this mean?
I have no idea.
One would think that you would have to take it off to become a rock, or unbecome a rock, right? I don't get why Cow it'll unequip automatically now. That doesn't make much sense to me.
Since when does anything Jagex do make any sense?
Well, most of it makes sense. Most of it makes sense, you know? To me, at least.
Wow, you actually understand their crazy British thinking?
Yeah, I do. But maybe not. I'm not sure I understand their thinking on the next part, though, because you remember the fire cape was upside down? Upside down? They fixed that this week.
Yeah, but it looks different, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks more, what's
fat.
The word? Yes! That's what I was thinking.
They are catering the game for Americans. They are making everything fat.
I was talking to Mike, and he said he liked it how it looked before.
I think it looked better before.
I like it better now.
Need to bring back the anorexic fire cape.
That's the title of this episode, Brad. The anorexic fire cape.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Okay, what's next? Pet cats no longer allowed in Barbarian Assault?
I put my cat in the bank where it stays.
Yeah, well, basically the Barbarian Assault game, you could bring your pet cats in before. And the week after Barbarian Assault came out, they fixed a bug where the cannon in the game would shoot at pet cats. But now it's totally not allowed, so it is kind of annoying to have to deal with pet cats, you know? Even in pest control. There's little things crawling around on the ground, like, geez. I don't like that.
You should be able to kill other people's cats.
Now, what would that be portraying to children? Hmm?
Oh yes, violence against animals. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. What's your position on animal testing for, like, psychology and stuff like that?
Like, well, I think that it should, you know, for the good of humankind, it should be done. But I believe if you are against animal testing, then you shouldn't take medicine or use cosmetics or anything like that.
Or take psychology. Because they use rats, apparently.
Yeah, I believe, you know, if you're going to be against something, you should be 100% against something. You should be. I used to have a moronic friend a few years back who used to be a vegetarian, but she still ate chicken. I'm a vegetarian, but I still eat chicken. I know it's a pretty stupid example, but I think... no, not her. But I think if you're going to, you know, object to something, you should go the full length. You shouldn't just partially.
Yeah, like objecting to gay marriage.
Yes, Shane, very controversial subject, liberals. Anyway, let's move on.
First swear. So much for just trimming this one, trimming the ends off this one.
Just beep it, just beep.
Okay, beep. Okay. Oh. What happened?
Okay, I don't know. I accidentally clicked the red phone. I don't know what I did.
The red button ends the call.
Oh, yeah, right. Now I remember.
Back on track. No longer possible to trade. I have no Paramea, In-Ticket, Skull, Pole, Hollow Reed, Palm Leaf, Bad Wine, Unfermented Wine, and Leaf-Bladed Spear.
Yes, this is a good update. It stops the idiot scummers.
Yeah. When I was trying to buy my Guthin way ages ago, two of them tried to trade me a Leaf-Bladed Spear.
Well, that's because people are idiots.
Yeah, so that's good they fixed that, because the skull could have been foreseen as a rare item from like a Halloween drop or something, when in reality you can just go to the border of the wilderness and get them, you know?
Yeah.
Where did the pole come from? Any idea?
I don't know. I've never seen one of them.
No. Hollow Reed, I think, are from Legends Quest, right?
Yeah, that is from Legends.
Palm Leaf, that's also from one of the Jungle Quests. Bad Wine and Unfermented Wine, well, that's simple. And Leaf-Bladed Spear, we know where that comes. And I don't know what I have known is.
I'm sure you can buy it at one of those shops.
Yes.
Your shop.
So before we move on to the poll, which is a poll as in asking people's opinion, not an item, what one is your favorite this week? The new lair, the granite helmet, graphics update...
No longer possible to trade
adjustment,
update.
Or the anorexic fire cape, or the no longer possible to trade.
No longer possible to trade.
Okay. The poll this week: which mini game is your favorite? What's your favorite?
Okay.
Another Skype problem. Wow.
Let's go.
Okay, what mini game is your favorite?
My favorite mini game is Castle Wars.
Oh my god.
Shut up. Pest control gets really repetitive and boring, and Castle Wars can be quite fun, because you get to flame people.
But Castle Wars you don't get anything from.
Get tickets.
Yeah, but you can't do anything with them, like you can't buy your way to 99.
I know this is completely unrelated, but they actually have a game that's very similar like Castle Wars in World of Warcraft called Warsong Gulch.
Oh, really?
And it's like Capture the Flag. There's two bases at opposite ends, and you have to get the opponent's flag and get it to your own base.
I only play Capture the Flag with guns and vehicles.
World of Warcraft has guns.
What about vehicles, like flying air vehicles, like fighter jets and stuff?
Yeah, it has those. No, it doesn't.
Okay, 38% say Castle Wars. 25% pest control, 11% barrows.
Barrows is a mini game.
Yeah.
I would class that as a mini game.
I do.
Is that your favorite?
I did say barrows on here because I just pest control, as you said, gets repetitive. Castle Wars, I don't know. I don't care for that. And the fight caves and fight pits have 3%, and Trouble Brewing, which is no surprise, has 0%. You remember that one? That Trouble Brewing thing?
Yeah, it looked so exciting. I didn't even go and check it out.
You know, that's one of the updates I was up for when it actually created it, like when they actually uploaded it. So I kind of wasted 2 hours of sleeping time over this game when it first came out in the summer.
I wasted I wasted a year of my life on this game. Okay, enough of the
Okay,
recent
so
magic.
that's the poll. You guys like Castle Wars? I don't know about that, but okay. Okay.
I just follow the premise with Castle Wars that a game should be entertaining, and the most entertaining minigame for me is Castle Wars.
Okay. Listener questions. You take this first one.
Okay, I have read on the RuneScape forums, and I believe one fan site forum, that it's possible to follow RuneScape rules and help shorten the time it takes to click to High Elk or teleport to Camelot. This is supposedly accomplished by assigning one key on the keyboard, the job of the left button on the mouse. How would someone such as myself go about setting this up? Well, that's from PFK99. Sorry, I read that too fast. Would you like me to read it again?
No, that's okay. Well, I know how to do it in Windows XP, and it is legal against the it is legal on the rules because you're still actually doing it manually. You want to know how?
Yes.
You need to enable mouse keys, which is in the control panel, and then you click on the handicap icon, and you go to mouse, and you just check the little checkbox that says use mouse keys, and the number 5 becomes the left clicker. And then the corresponding arrow keys move it around.
Thank you for
Yes.
telling us all that.
I don't know how to do it on Mac, but okay.
Macs suck. I
I
mean, I
mean,
love Macs.
good. Next one.
What are your views on 1337 speak and chat speak? That's from Ultimate Daddy. They are retarded, and if you choose to use them, you are also retarded.
Yeah, I don't like him either. And you call them Ultimate Daddy.
Ultimate Daddy. Ultimate Daddy. Honestly, it's not that difficult to type out your damn words. You don't even
Yeah.
have to punctuate. If you just type out the words, right? Type out the words, capital letter at the beginning of a sentence, full stop at the end, you don't look retarded.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Anyone who punctuates like a bloody Nazi, then that just makes you look like
An
you're trying too hard.
English teacher.
Yes.
And I don't like those. I don't know about you, but I don't.
No, I don't like people who like are grammar Nazis. Like, if you forget to put an apostrophe in, they jump all over you and go, "Oh my God, you didn't put an apostrophe!" And I'm like, "Yeah, grow up and move out your parents' basements, please."
That was from Alt Mac Daddy. Thank you. Have you ever lost an account to hackers? The reason I ask is I have recovered my account, a person's name, Sam00015, after a year and a half. Much rejoicing, Samuel. Have you ever lost an account?
No, but I have recovered some really, really old accounts that I forgot the passwords for.
Well, that's good. No, I haven't ever lost an account to hackers, so.
Because you only have one account now, you have no other accounts.
That's right.
Just have Shane124 it.
Yes, but it's only been hacked once, and luckily the hackers were dumb enough to not change the password when they were done with it.
Did you know who it was? Who was the hacker?
No, I never found them.
Did they keylog you or something?
I really don't know how it happened because my computer is scanned daily and.
Yeah, I was like that when I got hacked. Well, I mean, I did get hacked 5 times, but at least one of the times I wasn't sure how it happened.
Well, I know that for this was like at least 2 years ago, so I don't know, maybe it was a problem with Windows XP.
When I got hacked, they never changed my account, my password either. They just drained all the items.
Yeah, and now we have bank pins.
Yeah, the most ironic thing was the very last time I was hacked was a week before bank pins came out, and I lost about 2 million's worth of items in gold.
Yeah, I
If that had
remember
only
that.
been a week earlier, then I would have.
Yeah, okay. Okay, next one.
Do you know? Do you know any quick ways to train my stats up for legends? That's from
Kiwi Kid.
I'm just looking at his stats.
What are the requirements for legends? I forget.
Isn't it like 45 herb lore?
Yeah.
He needs 3 herb lore levels. I know what.
107 quest points.
High scores doesn't show that.
Yeah. That's the legends quest. You need 50 agility.
So he's only got 38.
I'll read off the requirements and then you suggest, okay?
What do I have to suggest?
Well, I'll read them off and then you say what it is and then we'll both, like, do it. Okay. So 50 agility, yes or no?
This is 38, no.
So what's best for that?
Barbarian Outpost? Doesn't that require 35?
Yeah. And then Brimhaven requires 40, so I think you're stuck at the gnome place, right? Till 35?
No, he's at 38, so he could do Barbarian Outpost till 40, then he could do the Agility Arena.
Right, okay. 50 crafting.
AS 59.
Okay. 45 herb lore.
He has 42.
Buy herbs. Buy seconds. Make potions. Sell potions.
Just make the highest level potion you can, and if you can't be bothered to buy herbs, then just get the seconds and go and kill those druids under Edgeville.
It's under... Yeah, okay. And...
Yeah, there.
And... Prayer pots are really good.
Yeah, if you have enough money to get started with, you can at least get your money back.
56 magic.
Yeah, he has 64.
52 mining.
Yeah, he's got that.
42 prayer.
Got it.
50 smithing.
Yeah, he has it.
50 strength.
Yep.
Thieving, 50.
No, only 38 thieving.
Hmm.
How do you get that up?
I don't know. I don't like thieving. What is it? Guards?
You'd have to do guards till about 40. Is knights 40 or 45?
Knights are 45, I'm pretty sure.
Well then, guards are 20, so guards to 45, or stalls. Guards, you fail a lot, but knights...
Farming stall.
Get some seeds for farming, yeah, that's a good idea. Then at 45, do knights, because even at 45, you don't fail knights a lot, do you?
No, you just need to get them cornered in a room.
Yeah, and hope some asshole doesn't come in and kill it.
And finally, 50 wood cutting.
Yes, he has. He has it, yeah.
Okay, so there's some suggestions there. Hopefully
we hope we helped.
Yeah. Just... Let's see. Correction, knights are 55.
Oh shit, that's out of the question. Just do farming stall to 50.
55.
Yeah. He needs 50, doesn't he?
Oh. Or do guards at 40... I don't know. Farming stall and guards I like, so yes. Okay.
Door to 40, guards to 50.
Okay, thank you, Kiwi Kid. What is the best thing you've ever gotten from a clue scroll? And the worst, from Lord Zamorak.
Best thing was Ranger Boots, worst thing was some mind runes and some coins.
Yeah, probably around the same caliber, like 7 trout and a black dagger for my worst one, and my best one was a Robin Hood hat.
Lucky... I won't say the second word, I'm going to not swear.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lord Zammy. Next one.
Do you think RuneScape needs a better banking system? Possibly with tabs for more organization. That would be nice, yes. That question was from Magic Jarvis.
Yeah, like, tabs for each skill, like a combat tab, a herblore tab, a farming tab.
And stuff should automatically sort into your bank.
Like, what do you mean?
They should have a stack for every item, and then your item should just go into that stack.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. That way then I don't need to keep around 2 of everything.
Yes, that's exactly the point of it.
Okay. Yeah, I think they need to update the banking system. Good question, Magic Jarvis. What is the most efficient way to advance through the waves in Barbarian Assault? From Game Freak.
Game Freak 318. I have no idea.
Well, basically, what you want to do here is, I hope you're not writing about this for this month's newspaper, because if you are, then you probably want to get some more info before you do, but okay. That's aside from the topic right now. Anyways, so basically what you want to do is, you first of all, you should probably start out as collector or something, since that's a nice and simple role to do. The one I absolutely loathe and hate and despise, and any other words you might want to fill in there, is the defender role. That is just annoying. Annoying. The defender. So, first do collector, get points in that. Then you also want to do healer, start out low, and then upgrade that. I don't know, I think this is the question, right? I'm really not sure what this question means.
Nor am I. Naughty Shane, have you been assigning people to things they aren't capable of?
He picked it himself!
Wow, it seems like the place is falling apart without me.
No, we're dealing just fine.
You bloody better be.
Yeah, the walls aren't coming down yet.
In case you didn't forget, the newspaper was one of my ideas, and if I ever see it ruined by incompetence, I shall shout at you all.
And come back?
Maybe.
Okay. So yes, basically you just want to get competent people to go through the thing with you, because you don't need people quitting halfway through. That's just not fun to happen, you know?
This reminds me of like an instance dungeon in World of Warcraft. You need a whole team of people to work together to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like that, yeah.
So, and what happens if someone leaves? Okay. Next one. Thank you, Game Freak.
Yeah, what effect do you think incorporating multiple languages into RuneScape will be? And that is from Bib User.
Yeah.
Bib User. Sorry, my voice went a bit high then. Maybe because it was a girl. I don't know.
There's going to be the Espanol. Right? German?
Deutsch.
Right? What else? Chinese, maybe?
They should do it, I don't know.
Klingon.
Swedish. Finnish. I hear a lot of Finnish people play RuneScape.
Yeah. That's right. Dutch, too, I think.
Oh, yeah, Scythrend will be happy.
Yeah, but he says he prefers speaking in English.
Oh, wow, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
Most foreign people I meet prefer speaking in their own native tongue.
Okay, well, basically, I don't know what they're going to be doing with this, but I'd assume that they're aiming to get a pretty accurate translation, because if they ran it through some sort of algorithm, then, you know, sometimes some words are misinterpreted, you know?
Yeah.
You think they're hiring people to come in and rewrite each quest and everything in a different language or something?
Maybe
or?
They are, because I remember seeing some job information on the Jagex site a few months back where they said something like native German speaker needed or native French. You'd have to be a German person who spoke English as a second language. So probably, yes, they're rewriting everything.
Fun.
Well, I wouldn't mind if I was getting paid for it.
Yeah, well, it's simple to do if they have a good system, but that's the programming aspect. But I don't know, I think it'll just add more diversity to the game. But then you'll get these people that are coming into, French or Spanish version of the game, but they'll start speaking this language in the game, and these other people won't know how to talk to them, right?
Maybe they will do what World of Warcraft has done, and they will have English servers, English-speaking servers, French-speaking servers, Spanish-speaking servers, and German-speaking servers.
But can you guys cross-pollinate between them?
No, if I'm on, let's say, because all the servers have names, let's say one of my main World of Warcraft characters is on a realm called Spinebreaker. Now, I cannot speak to anyone outside that realm. I can only speak to people inside the realm.
But can you move around?
Yeah, but it costs you money.
Oh, okay.
Real money.
So I don't think we want that to happen, because I just think they should have... What they need to do is they need to get separate language servers, and...
Yeah, but, I mean, and they'd keep, like... They'd have, like, 20 servers for English speaking people, which you could move about from server to server. Maybe another 20, I don't know, maybe they do something. Maybe they have servers in which when you go in them, everything is German, all the NPCs just speak German. See, that's what they should, that's what it's probably gonna
that's,
do.
That's funny though, a German speaking like goblin or something.
German, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, and with dividing things up, why don't we add 100 plus servers?
Probably, yes.
Thank you, Baby User. You sparked an interesting discussion there.
I'm taking this question.
German goblins.
So okay. It's now between the anorexic fire cape and the German goblin.
Yeah.
For the episode now.
Okay, you're taking this
one. We now have full granite. If you don't have trouble getting your hands on a pair of legs, or I don't have trouble getting my hands on a pair of legs, believe me. Do you think Jagex will start creating a level 80 armor now, piece by piece, or release it later this year as a whole? You answer that part of the question first. I don't know.
I think that would be a logical place to go. Having a level 80 armor, because we have crystal, but they might finish that first. But I do agree that we need higher level combat systems, or armors, I mean, and weapons, but they will probably release it piece by piece, so I tend to agree with that. Piece by piece.
But you know Jagex, they don't like high levels.
Well, yeah, we know that. Okay, what are you going to say now?
You read the last part of the question out.
P.S. Brad, were you born cynical from Agent Waffles?
Yes, I was. But in a cruel and evil world, being cynical can allow you to get some entertainment out of it.
Like?
Being cynical. I find being cynical fun, because I think the majority of people are motivated by their own selfish motives. Yes.
Okay.
Being cynical and taking the piss out of everything is fun. Believe me, you should try it sometime.
Thank you, that was from Agent Waffles. Okay. Why do you guys think Jagex hates clans? I say this because they first promised clan support when they mentioned player-owned houses, but it isn't even in behind the scenes. Why don't you think Jagex ever made clan support or even mention it from Besedon? Well, it could be...
Because Jagex hates organized people.
Organized crime.
No, look at the whole Rule 7 change, right? That was only brought about because loads of people complained in groups. Jagex doesn't like us grouping together because we can oppose the tyranny that they have imposed on us.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think it might be useful, but then it encourages organized clans and organized crime, right?
No, it doesn't. They have in World of Warcraft, they have like so-called, well, they're called guilds in World of Warcraft. They have clan support. Because you basically join a clan, and it'll say that in your little character profile, and you'll be able to access a list which contains all of your other clan members, so it is quite handy.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Like,
you also have a thing above your head which will say your character name, and then underneath it says your guild name.
Okay.
So there's no way to like join loads of guilds, you can only join one.
Well, maybe that's something they need to build in, I don't know, I wouldn't use it, I don't use clans, but yes. You think there's a terrorism clan in RuneScape that's focused on derailing Jagex and stuff?
There is a clan called Terrorism, but they are, like, they're just PKing clan.
Okay, that was from Besedon. Thank you. Tech news! Blu-ray DVD encryption has been defeated. Well, you remember last week we had the thing about HD DVD being defeated, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this week it's Blu-ray, so. Well, they're open now, so I don't know. It's up to you which one you want, but anyways. Late last year, like December, a crafty individual who goes by the name of Muzlik64 circumvented copy protection scheme used to protect the HD DVDs. Given the similarities between copy protection methods used in the high-definition optical formats, it was only a matter of time before Blu-ray's disc protection would be bypassed. However, Muzlik64 has no access to Blu-ray hardware, limiting his exploit methods to HD DVD. That is, until he came across some data from a Blu-ray disc and basically he applied what he knew about HD DVD to Blu-ray. And basically, the hack he developed is a guess and test thing, basically, like where you look for some similarities in like the decrypted strings of data. This website has a good, this forum post here has a good explanation on it. Basically, you take a look for these strings of data, and then you guess and test to see which one like unlocks it or whatever. So it's only a matter of time before someone makes a program enabling others to use this. I don't know. What format are you gonna get? What format are you gonna get?
Well, I was gonna get Blu-ray because it's a cooler name, but I don't know.
But you need to. No, that's not an issue anymore. Because before, their LG is coming out with that player that plays both, so it's really not an issue anymore.
Oh.
And they can both be cracked. So, who's complaining? Not
Yeah, I
me.
complain about everything.
But it's just the stupid movie companies complaining. So. Okay, next piece of news. Windows Vista Ultimate Edition Limited Numbered Signature. That's a
This is
mouthful.
bullshit.
It's a
This is
mouthful.
that is bullshit.
Anyways, it has Bill Gates' signature on the back, and there's only 20,000 of them made.
I would think, if anything, having Bill Gates' signature on it would actually decrease the value of it.
I think they're doing this just because it's the last version of Windows Bill Gates will be around for.
I'd love to believe he signed 20,000 boxes, but I don't think
They
it's true.
say they it goes for $259, the same price as a upgrade to Ultimate, and they say it's signed by Bill Gates himself.
Oh yeah, right.
I don't know.
It's probably like a print.
That's what everybody's thinking, that it's a machine printed thing, but I don't know, you have to like it. How is some guy going to sit there and sign 20,000 copies of Windows Vista, you know?
And how is he going to get each one identical?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, you could go into a shop and take a look and see if they're the same. I won't be doing that, though.
No, I won't either. I have a life.
Yeah, so you're getting Vista?
Probably when I have some money. I've sort of spent all my money.
God, don't. Save up for the thingy.
What? The microphone?
No. Which is coming tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I can get in the microphone by next week. What thingy?
Save up
Oh,
for your.
oh, my Mac,
Yeah, your
yeah.
Mac Pro.
Well, hopefully I'm getting a job soon, so I need to get a part-time job, so yeah, I'll have money then.
Mac Pro. Then you.
MacBook Pro.
Mac. Oh, okay. But then you'll have bought your second screen for nothing.
No, I'll just like, because I've got a desktop with the two screens, which I love very much. But I'll be able to carry, like, I'd prefer a laptop that I can carry around with me and transport.
Yeah. And the hard drive on your old laptop died.
Oh, yes. It's now in heaven. Not
Yeah.
that I believe in any of that religious crap. Don't get me started on that.
Okay. Moving onwards. The
I love
iPhone.
you, Richard Dawkins.
Okay. The iPhone ringtone. It was originally posted at a place called Gizmodo, but they were supposed to remove it. But I was able to get a copy of it. Here it is. I'll play the thing right now. So, what do you think about that?
I think if that was played in a loop over and over, it would be very annoying.
Well, it is annoying if you loop it. You want me to loop it?
Please, God, no.
Okay, I won't. But yeah, that's what the iPhone ringtone sounds like. That was captured from the conference, the Macworld conference thing. No, I can't do an impersonation of it. Okay. So yes, that's tech news. Okay. End of tech news, on to rants now.
Are you taking the first one?
Yes, how'd you know?
Just let me do the first noise.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Okay. I was meleeing this noob after my DDS special ran out. I started range and then I clicked long range. It gave me a defense level. I leveled the defense level. I leveled the combat level. I'm level 55 now. I'm a peer. Oh my god. With a capital G. Jagex, please erase my defense XP. Please, please, Jagex, please erase my defense XP. Okay, I picked this one for very clear reason. This is why I don't like peers. Because they complain about the tiniest things like this, you know? You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to prevent. Just, you need to be more careful with this. Right?
This well, pure's made of everything.
Like, this is why I don't like peers. Simple. Summed up in a rant. I'm done.
I hate peers.
Okay. See, we agree with that, so that's good. Okay, your turn.
Hello, this is a Mir. The Mir has... the Mir does not have a double E, and you freak. M-E-R-E. Yet, pretty noticed post. Before I begin my rant, I would like to say, anybody who flams or spams... For anybody who flams or spams will be reported, so better just leave it at that. Okay, so I'm at PC. Oh my god, I'm 98 mage. Okay, I need 74 points to go. And I'll be 99. I'm not saying that word. I got my 70 points.
Who cares?
I got my 70 points. I go to the person. Two small problems. You have to cash in your points in by ones, which takes ages, especially if you're about to get a skill cape and 99. So, you can wait. It's like click, click. It should only take a couple of minutes. The point trader person goes running around the whole pest control with 500 people chasing him, her. I'm sure one is the male and the other is a female. It's not that hard to distinguish. God, you're going to have trouble in later life if you can't distinguish between male and female. Right, second, I think I'm going to go for a nice day at PC. I walk in there, all I see is green. It's flowers with pures, flowing with pures, flowing. Flowers? It's flowing with pures. I do not discriminate pures, Shane does, because they are truly a piece of work. No, they're not. But they can barely even get 50 zeal, which messes the game up. They fill in a space, but don't do anything. So my suggestions are, divide PC into two speed hearts. PC into two parts, one for 70 combat or higher, one for lower. Make the requirement for pest control at least 60 combat or higher. Make zeal requirements at least 100, which will effectively help pest control. Thanks for reading my post. I think it is well thought out and will eventually grow. And remember, never use the forums while logged onto RuneScape, especially while training a skill. Right.
I don't know what that last sentence is for, but okay. For the first...
One word comes to mind. What's your one word?
I don't have one word.
Retarded.
Okay. I agree with the first suggestion, but make it one for 100 combat or higher and the other one for lower. Right?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Then we don't need these stupid things like Heart Unit.
Didn't Heart Unit, like, die?
Well, no, they're back now, but I don't know. Someone deleted their forums the first time around. And now they're on real Envision forums and not the Envision free crap. Like, how does somebody... Okay, that's enough, but okay. What else?
Jagex suck at life. There we go.
But 60 combat or higher, would that work?
No, I think they need to put it more around 70. That would weed out a lot of pures.
Yeah, and then we still need the 100 plus ones, because the guy, I saw this one guy when I was last there, he said, please, someone tell me, how do I get zeal? Please.
It was the Indian. Please, somebody tell me how to get zeal. How do you get zeal? I do not know.
No, I don't think so.
Just sounded like when you first said it.
Okay. I don't know. I agree with parts of this rant, but not all of it, you know?
Yes.
Okay. So, is that it for that one?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Next one.
Isn't this yours?
Yes. I'll take it. Let's see. Up the prayers around it. I don't know what this is. I copied, but I don't know what I copied. Does anybody know what I copied here? Oh, I know this is about prayer interface. Basically, I'm summarizing this because I messed up on copying half of it, but basically, they're complaining because, you know, those level boxes, those go over the icon to turn the prayer on.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, what this guy is suggesting is they do something like, you remember how the prayer was before, where it had the black thing at the bottom, and when they added it, right? Like before.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the guy is suggesting to do to prayer what they did to the magic interface. Description at the top or bottom. Like, I don't know. I know what each prayer does. I don't need a description, right? Do you?
No, nor do I. I just, because you know what the prayer is, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. This isn't...
Unless you're a newbie.
This is a good rant, but I don't know if it's totally needed. I don't know. That's the end of rants. I think pretty good rants today.
That is the end of rants. Thank you very much.
Pretty good rants, though, right?
Yeah, pretty good rants, yeah.
Okay. So what have we been doing?
Well, besides the update, I've been mainly playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, obviously.
But I did actually, I was doing some fletching the other day, and I was selling loads of my old stuff for some money and trying to sort out my bank because it's messy.
Oh, yeah. Any progress on any levels or anything?
No, everybody who I speak to on MSN has been telling me to get 99 fishing, but it's so boring, I really haven't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so close, I'm like just over 3 million experience, which I know all people are going for like 99 levels now, who are like, oh, I've still got 10 million experience to go, and I think, well, I've got 3 million.
I don't see the point of going for a 99 skill unless it's useful, or it's something that'll stick out, like 99 farming.
99 farming is useless.
Yes, but it'll stick out.
But I mean, I'm so close. This part of me feels I should... I mean, now I've got dual screens. I could like play World of Warcraft and fish at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so that's what Brad's been doing. Get your hunter on the high scores.
I know, it's 10, and I was going to do some hunter the other day, and I couldn't be bothered.
Okay, I got 84 farming. 83 defense. In the past week, which brings me up to around 1735 or something. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. And the usual stuff, right?
Yeah, school and shit.
Yes! There's something that I was introduced to by a person named Jeff, or Stanley 1943.
My successor!
What?
He's an admin now?
Oh, right, yes, okay. Pronounced admin.
Admin, whatever.
Okay. So, it's a thing called Twitter. Twitter.com. You taking a look at it? Basically, what you do is you can update it from your phone, the web interface, or an instant messenger. Basically, it says, what are you doing now? And then you update it, and it says, what are you doing now? And you just keep updating it, and everything, so...
Isn't this, like, one of those, like, really... Couldn't this be like one of those really clingy friends? What are you doing now? It's none of your business what I'm doing now. Shut up.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, you only type what you want, you know?
Recording RSVNB update 84 with Brad.
Yes.
Oh, look, my name's there.
Yes.
Hello. Who's that Brad guy? I heard he's a real jerk.
Yeah, so are you going to join?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it easy to sign up?
Oh, yes. It's very simple. It's simple. So, okay. So, just take a look at twitter.com/Shane1208. I updated it. Take a look.
Yes, I am going to join.
Okay, so that's that. We got the RSBNB events coming this weekend, which are, I believe, on Saturday is the Barbarian Assault, and on the next day is the Mole Hunt, which is on the Sunday the 28th, which both take place, I'm not sure on what world, but probably the standard 132 or whatnot, so take a look at the global announcements on the forums. You do need to sign up. It's at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time or 9 p.m. GMT. Anything else?
Nein. Das ist in Ordnung.
What?
I have no idea what I just said.
Okay, so with that said, it's been RSBNB Update 84 with Mr. Brad Wood. Word?
Hello, Shane. No, I won't say it. Bye.
Shane1288, Shane
at rsbnb.com. Brad@rsbnb.com. Woo! Fight the power. What am I doing?
What? I don't know. You're signing up on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. Okay, right. Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Goodbye.
End of the episode.
Yeah, so that was good.